1 week from today, it will officially be springtime in the Northern Hemisphere. Winter weather, though, is in no rush to leave. Of course, we are dealing with a winter storm in our area today, with areas of snow ongoing this afternoon. Snow continues for many of us into tonight, and even tomorrow, we're likely to see that snow continue, especially north of the capital region. Overall, the weather pattern will remain chilly right through the end of the work week. That means temperatures will be below seasonable levels in general. We may warm up just a bit as we move into the final weekend of winter. Right now, though, the focus is on the snow, with winter weather advisories up across much of our area and winter storm warnings in effect for the higher terrain east of the Hudson River, east into western New England. The areas under that winter storm warning are likely to see the heaviest snow accumulation from this storm. In general, in our area, we're looking at about 3 to 8 inches for most locations, but some of those higher elevations east of the Hudson River, including the Taconics, the Berkshires, also the Southern Greens, and even northwestern Connecticut, will pick up a little bit more snow than that. In terms of the heaviest snow at this storm, well, that's off to our east, where blizzard conditions have been confirmed at multiple locations in eastern New England already today. And for areas near, say, Worcester into eastern Connecticut, there's been a band of very heavy snow through the day. Some spots that far east will pick up over 20 inches of snow from this storm. Now, in our area, we'll see a blend of some snow and even some drier weather settling in tonight. Essentially, areas south of I-90 should see the snow cut off, but for the rest of us, basically along and north of I-90, we're likely to see that snow continue heading into the night. It is on the breezy side as well, and those gusty breezes will result in kind of a snow globe effect as that snow continues to fall. Heading into tomorrow, we're still likely to see some light snow and snow showers, especially from the capital region on north. There's still a chance for a few spotty snow showers south of the capital region as we go through tomorrow. It'll be a breezy day, and temperatures are going to be cold for this time of year, running only between about 30 and 35, and that gusty breeze will make it feel colder than that, and there's still a chance for some more snow showers on Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with snow, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow showers, breezy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with occasional light snow and snow showers, breezy, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy and cool with highs in the 30s. On Friday, a blend of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers, cold with highs only in the upper 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.